Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
My niece Laura's on line 7. Hi, Laura. How are you? Good morning.
Hi, Uncle John.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
By the way, literally, you're feeling okay?
I'm feeling fine, yeah.
You sent to your mom, my sister, and our family a picture of the line at O'Hare. You came through O'Hare and were caught in that massive cluster. What day was that? Was that Saturday?
Yeah, we landed about 8 o'clock Saturday night. Then I sent you that picture.
Yeah, it's the same picture you've seen if you've seen any pictures of it. We're all used to giant crowds at O'Hare and Midway. This one is off the chain. This is unlike anything you've seen. And frankly, to look at it, it's a little frightening because we're all told to avoid crowds for the spread of the virus. That would have been exactly how you would have constructed a scene for people to get the virus. So it was the worst possible scenario. And ironically, you were all delayed there because they were trying to make sure nobody had the virus. They were taking temperatures and things like that. Did you have any warning when you got off your flight that you were going to run into that scene?
No. They didn't tell us anything on the plane. We came up to the top of that escalator and saw what I sent you, and I felt like crying because I'm like, we're going to be here all night long.
What time was it that you were there?
Well, we landed at 8, and then we stood in that line for about an hour, not moving at all. And then a lady came out of nowhere and said, anybody flying in from Dominican or Costa Rica, which is where I came from, to come with her. And I basically ran over to her. I was so relieved. And then she took us past even more people, like a long line of more people, to another empty room with the kiosk where we were able to scan our passports in there.
They take your temperature?
They did not, no.
So after all of that, they didn't even do a medical screening for you?
No. Mm-mm.
And was the theory that where you were from, there hadn't been sufficient cases of or any cases of the virus? So they thought if you're from that part of the world, you can just come right in, huh?
That's what I assumed. They didn't tell us anything like that.
Well, you were one of the lucky ones if you only waited an hour. Yeah. Did you talk to other people, and how long had they waited, Laura?
Well, when we finally got our bags and went out to the curb to wait for our shuttle, I overheard a girl. She came in from the Czech Republic, said she stood there for 4 hours waiting to get through customs. Then they put her in another line to the health screening for another 2 hours. So she waited about 6.
What was the attitude of the people standing in the line?
Actually, I felt like I was the only one about to freak out because everybody else seemed kind of like just calm and this is how it's going to be. I don't know.
Well, I'm encouraged. I'm glad to hear that because I could see where people would have been nervous, period, and then angry because obviously this was some sort of failure on somebody's part. I don't know how they're supposed to manage that, but that's not what was supposed to be happening. But generally, people were pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. I mean, from what I saw.
So you were coming from the Dominican Republic, were you?
No, we came from Costa Rica.
So you were just on a vacation and then came back into this?
Yeah, and we had it planned before all of this happened, so we just happened to have our flight planned to come home Saturday. So
then when you come back into the country from abroad like that, there's all these travel restrictions. Are you able to go to work?
I am not. I have to be off for 3 weeks from the day I got back. Because I was out of the country, yeah.
You're an accountant at a casino, so I don't know. Is the casino open, Laura?
No, they are closing today, actually, for two weeks.
Yeah.
As of right now, yeah.
So I guess it's kind of a, well, actually, though, for 2 weeks, if you're quarantined for 3, you might miss a week of work, but there's no negotiating that. I mean, that's just the rules. And
no.
I suppose you can't do your work from home, right?
I cannot. Some people can, but I can't. So, but that's what they said, that because we were out of the country, I have to stay home for 3 weeks. So,
were you able to enjoy your time away because of everything going on in the world?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had a good time.
It was a vacation, and you were able to vacate a little bit. When you left, did you, let's see, but if you left, Laura, you the virus, every day it seems like it's getting so much worse. When you left, it wasn't panic mode, huh?
No, it was just, I kept hearing from my friends and everyone while we were gone that it just was getting crazy the whole time we were there. So I wasn't really too worried about it. We left last Tuesday, so...
Every day I get calls from people going, should I go on my trip? And every day I think the answer changes. Now, the answer is almost universally no.
Right.
And in some instances, it'll be impossible. And then you walked into that scene at O'Hare. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you made it. I'm glad you're doing well. You sound fine. Stay well. Stay quarantined, Laura.
Okay. Tell my friend I said hi.
Okay. Bye, Laura.
Bye.